everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. On the Entrepreneur Experiment, we break down the secrets and systems world-class founders use to build their business, their body, and their brain. Today, it's mentor moments time. Each weekend, I pick 10 minutes from our most popular and most impactful episodes and bundle them up to act as a mentor for you to get you thinking about the week ahead and get you thinking about your ventures. Today, we're recapping my episode with John Toohey, which was way back in episode 169. That name might be familiar to you as he's one of Ireland's most incredibly successful entrepreneurs. He founded Nightline and also Parcel Motel before selling them both in 2017 to world-famous delivery company UPS. It was an incredible exit, but he wasn't satisfied there. He is now back with Oopod, which is very similar to Parcel Motel. You can check that out at oopod.com. Today, the mentor is going to reveal to you the power of getting out there to find ideas. We have this mistaken idea that if we just sit down at our desk in our office and just brainstorm, the million euro idea will just come to us. When in reality, I see this pattern repeated again and again and again. You have to be moving. You have to be moving forward and the ideas will come. He'd been working on Nightline for many years before he eventually found the idea for Parcel Motel and launched it simultaneously. In today's 10-minute episode, you're going to discover where he found the idea and where you should be going to find ideas and how he got that idea going. It was not straightforward. Even for an established entrepreneur, it was not easy for him to pull this off. And he has a couple of little tricks he used that you can pick up. Here's today's mentor moment with John Toohey. First, quick thank you to my partners. Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, point of sale, e-commerce, inventory management, chatting endlessly about the weather. Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com. If you're a regular listener of the pod, which I hope you are, you'll know I've been hosting the podcast from my Connacht offices for quite a while now, and things have gone really, really well. So well, in fact, that I'm now a member of Connacht offices, working and recording from one of their spaces. This means I can vouch for the benefits it gives to any business. On that note, Connacht offices have given me a number of exclusive complimentary day office trials for my audience. So try it out for yourself for the day, bring your team, no catches. Simply go to the web link in the description and enter Gary23, so it's Gary23, to claim your complimentary office for a whole day. It's a pretty fantastic offer. Thank you, Connacht offices. One of the most frequent questions I get asked on this podcast is, where do I find a mentor? And I've never fully had the answer, but now I do. Introducing Mentors Work, a fully funded mentoring program designed to help your business thrive, brought to you by the Small Firms Association in partnership with Skillnet Ireland. Imagine having a series of one-to-one individual mentoring sessions, along with upskilling workshops to network with your peers and learn from experts, as well as a bespoke business plan. And the best part, it's at no cost to you. Join over 2,000 Irish SMEs and see how the award-winning Mentors Work program can help your business to thrive. Places are limited though, so apply today at mentorswork.ie. Program is fully funded until the end of 2023, so get your application in now.
Yeah, so we were firmly in this line business of delivering parcels to people's homes, and we could see all the challenges that it presented, and we could see how low margin it was as a business activity. And I was at a trade show in Copenhagen in 2010. And again, I'd say to your listeners that are business people that it's very important to take time out from your business and go to the trade shows or go to networking events, because that's where you'll see ideas and meet other people that have better ideas than you. Or you'll see what's going on in other countries, you know. But I was at this trade show in Copenhagen. It was a parcel trade show, you know. And I met Rafa Bruska, who's now a billionaire. He's a Polish businessman. but and a phenomenal entrepreneur, a man that I really admire very much. And he was there with his Polish company. They had a stand at the trade show called, and their the name of the company was InPost. Now, he had developed parcel lockers, you know, as a means of delivering parcels in the Polish market, and he had developed all the technology and the hardware and everything around this. And he was selling at this trade show. He was selling his hardware and his software solution to other providers around the world as a sideline to his main business. So that was my first time seeing parcel lockers, and I thought it was a great idea. I thought this is the solution to consolidation of parcel of home, you know, online shopping, removing commercial vehicles from residential streets, reducing pollution, and so on. And I just thought this was just a phenomenal idea. And he said, he was kind of saying, look, we have this brand, I don't know what it was called at the time, I think it was called Easy Pack or something like that at the time, but it reminds me of Easy Singles, the cheese, and it was looked a bit cheesy, you know, this color scheme and everything was kind of the same. So I said to him, look, hold that thought, I like these machines, and I said, I just, you know, there's no point in me buying one or two off you. If I'm bringing this to Ireland, I need to buy 100 of them. Mm-hmm. And at the time, they were 35,000 euro each, right? So they were quite expensive.
Wow.
And I said, and plus, I don't like your brand. It's a bit Polish or a bit, you know, it doesn't translate well, you know, without being, with all due respect, you know. So I said, I'll go back to Ireland and let's think about this, and I'll see if I can develop a brand around this and be thinking about what we're going to do. So Rachel Kelly, who's the marketing consultant who came on board, and she helped us develop the brand. And Bonfire, an agency in Dublin, Rachel worked with the Bonfire guys, and they came up with this phenomenal brand of Parcel Motel, which was just blew us out of the water at the time. And a lot of people, when I launched Parcel Motel, actually thought it was such a good brand and so amazingly executed. A lot of people thought it was a franchise that I'd bought in America and brought it to Ireland, kind of thing, you know. But it was actually completely homegrown by Irish, an Irish agency and Irish talent, and good luck to the guys. And Rafa Bruska then rang me, he called me if maybe 6 months later, kind of thing, and said, how are you getting on thinking about this? And I said, look, we have a brand. And I showed him on the concept, the brand concept and the artwork and so on. So my problem here is, I said, I need 100 of these things. And there's really no point in 2010 asking the Irish banks to fund this, because I'm not going to try and fund it from cash flow. Because as I said, the Irish banks are still very much closed for business here. So we're not going to, we're not going to be able to borrow this money, you know. So he said, okay, leave it with me. He said, I have a sort of a batch in production at the moment. He said, I can put 100 on for you, kind of thing.
Just like that.
Oh, yeah, no, that was his attitude. I mean, Rafa replies to emails with two words, let's go, or, you know, you, or whatever it is.
Nice, it's like that.
So he said he went off anyway, and I sent him over the color schemes and all the rest of it. So he came back to me and said, look, we've made 100 of these things for you. And I said,
at 35 okay. grand a shot, was it?
Yeah, I said, 35,000 a piece, right?
Ooh,
and okay. To be honest with you, the machines haven't come down that much in price. Like, they're it's still quite an expensive piece of kit, you know. So I said, okay, but you remember? He said, did you make any progress with, you know, getting some money for this? And I said, no. So I said, so what are we going to do? And he said, okay, leave it with me. And he went off again, and he introduced us to a Polish bank. And a Polish bank lent us the money to buy the machines.
Wow.
The initial 100 machines from him, right? At 18% interest rate.
Ooh, spicy.
It was like sticking them on, it was like sticking them on a credit card. Right? So we took it, and because we had the money, we could get them into the market. We launched the brand. We thought like this is going to be phenomenal. So we did. You know, we bought the first 100 machines. We got the funding through Rafa's connections in Poland, and we put out the initial 100 Parcel Motels, it just started to snowball into this huge business side business all by itself.
Was it hard to get the message out there, though? Was it hard to get people's head around what they were?
Yeah, it was. I mean, back then, there was no parcel lockers in Ireland, no. So nobody knew what they were, what the concept was. The early Paris motels, some of them are still in petrol stations. Rafa had a picture. It was very much an Eastern European image of a woman wearing a pair of dungarees with a parcel in her hand. And he said, I can put this on if you want. And I said, yeah, put it on there. So we put that image on the parcel motel, the first ones that came in. So it kind of explained what it was, that it was for parcels, you know. And I remember even I was just getting up one morning or going around the house early one morning, and one of my van drivers phoned me and said, Ian Dempsey's talking about you on the radio. And I shot on the radio and I just caught the end of Ian Dempsey saying, anyone know what those parcel motel things are in the petrol station? I'm curious about that. Does anyone know what they are? Let us know, and kind of thing. So I phoned in and I got speaking to Ian Dempsey about it on the radio.
Nice.
And explained what it was. And so we got that little bit of publicity. And when we did the actual brand launch, then we actually used the FM, the breakfast show, to do a prize draw or something like that, just in recognition of Ian, because he's very commercial and very savvy when it comes to things like that. And then we just got the word out, and as we got people using them, and the whole thing about Paris Motel at the launch was, I think we gave sort of first three uses free, just to get people to the machines to try them and use them and see how easy it was.
Very smart. Yeah.
Because they're just like an ATM, except it's a parcel that pops out instead of a, you know, bundle of cash or whatever, you know. And then it sort of started to take off on places like Boards, and these techie guys were using it to order items, and they were talking it up. And it was very much a brand that was born online and on social media, and the word just spread from there. We did a little bit of television advertising. We had a cartoon, an animated thing done, that we did a little bit of television advertising, but that was just hoovering up the marketing budget. It was just, you know, it was just insane. Whereas we could get a lot more value for money by using digital marketing and all that kind of stuff, all that really good stuff that was coming around at the time.
And again, timing was perfect. 2012, 2013, 2014 was just when Facebook and all them were starting to take off, and, you know, social media was just starting to bubble.
Absolutely. So it was really a brand that lived online. It was born online and lived online, and lots of different forums, and people just started to talk it up, and then it was referenced, you know, it was word of mouth and this kind of thing. Then it just took off. So we started at Paris Motel in 2012. When I left in 2017, which is 5 years later, 530,000 people in Ireland had a Paris Motel account. It was more than 10% of the population here. So it was a really successful business, very successful brand, and it still resonates a lot with consumers. And we're hoping to achieve that same thing with Oopod.
I hope you enjoyed that mentor moment with John Toohey. Wherever you're listening, whether it's on Spotify or Apple, hit that subscribe, hit that like, and if you're feeling super generous, go leave us a review, as that is the one big thing that helps us get up the charts. So if you can do one thing this week for me, leave us a review. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new Idea Lab.